The horse, which the creature rode into the room on, is an ancient and important symbol. A horse in a painting is associated with sexual energy, impetuous desire, or lust. And this is especially true in Fuseli's painting. It is an ancient masculine symbol of sexuality that is often associated with the devil. A very noticeable difference between the 1781 and the 1791 painting is the color of the horse. In the early version, it is a dark horse. In the latter, it is a white one. The black horse is a representation of death, while the white horse is a solar symbol of light, life, and spiritual illumination. The change in color of the horse could be a manifestation of the changing ideas of the Sturm und Drang, or Storm and Stress group, which Fuseli had been associated. By the beginning of the 1780s, Sturm und Drang had become aware of new theories of electricity and electromagnetic impulses from books that had been published. The moment of terror that the Romantics sought to depict had become a violent electrical discharge, with its accompanying light and smell. Thus, on a symbolic level, a horse that was black of death would become white, a symbol of light. On a less theoretical level, during a shot of lightning, even things that had previously been very dark in color will reflect enough of the light to appear ghastly and ghostly white. It's not completely unthinkable to see the second version of the painting to be painted in the light of a sheet lightning strike. The first version of the painting is rich with color, especially red, but everything contains what could be perceived as the correct sort of color. However, the second version is almost completely monochromatic. With the exception of the tiniest bit of pinkish pigment in the sleeper's skin, the entire painting is shades of gray. The sudden shift into the monochromatic palette could be easily understood to be due to Fuseli's and Sturm und Drang's ideas of electricity and lightning. This reference to electricity would also refer back to the clinical definition of a nightmare. While the nightmare was a form of sleep paralysis, the treatise on electricity had found that the paralyzed limbs could be made to move through application of electrical shock. Thus, a painting of a nightmare with the light of electrical lightning could be a circular reference to the new science of the time. As mentioned before, the first version of the painting is alive with the color red. It is almost the only color in the room other than white. Fuseli's use of this color was not a simple stylistic choice. In his Aphorisms on Art from 1818, Fuseli stated that colors can have stimulating or relaxing effects, much like music. Of the color red in particular, Fuseli said that scarlet or deep crimson rouses and determines. Symbolically, red was an active and masculine color of energy, aggression, danger, emotion, passion, and strength. It was the color most associated with sexuality. It was the color of arousal. It is important then to notice that the woman isn't completely encircled by red fabric. It is the color of the curtains, as well as the color of the blanket that is under her. However, it is interesting to note that while she is engulfed in red, the only color to actually touch her in the 1781 version is white, the color of purity. Fuseli's aggressive desires while encompassing her have no impact on the actual state of her pureness in his eyes. The female sleeper is completely surrounded and overtaken by masculine sexuality. She is encompassed by the masculine sexual color red. The masculine and sexual image of the incubus sits on her, overcoming her with his gothic allure and hideousness. The horse is what brought the incubus to her, and it also is a male sexuality symbol. To further show masculine sexuality, the 1791 version of the painting has the incubus playing a pipe or flute, which is a phallic symbol of masculine sexuality. Her passive posture of sexual acceptance shows that she is completely overcome by this overwhelming masculine presence. A circumstantial detail of interest is the sleeper's single adornment on her nightgown. A tiny yellow heart is pressed against her chest. Yellow is sometimes seen to be the traditional color of betrayal, cowardice, and disloyalty. Could this be a reference to her betraying heart? Fuseli's The Nightmare is a painting that shows the desires of its creator, reveals the betrayal of unrequited love, and contains the mystery of his psyche. It shows his sexual lust and passion for Anna Landolt, and reveals his angst over the unreciprocated desires. It displays his sadistic, masochistic predilection for dominant and submissive relationships, something that can also be seen in his drawings. It also shows the emotional irrationality and fear so prevalent in Romantic painting. The Nightmare was considered to be a highly disturbing painting in its time, and it continues to hold the modern observer because it represents an everyday or every night phenomenon in terms which are instantly comprehensible. It would seem that Fuseli made a raid on what Jung was to call the collective unconscious.